To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. NASA's Orion capsule successfully returned to Earth Sunday, a good sign for future American moon missions. CPR's Paolo Scialzida has more.
Hundreds of Lockheed Martin employees and their friends and family packed into a school gymnasium in Highlands Ranch to watch the Orion capsule, which the company built, return to Earth after its 25-day mission. 10-year-old Gabriella Wolfson said the sight made her emotional.
I was very psyched. I was crying a little because I was very excited, but yeah.
The Orion capsule is a key element to NASA's future Artemis moon missions. The next Artemis launch is slated for 2024. Four American astronauts will make the trip and perform a lunar flyby test before returning to Earth. I'm Paolo Scialzida, CPR News.
Gun sales in Colorado have fallen almost every month since spring of last year. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation has approved 289,000 background checks through September. That's down 13% over the same period last year. Luke Redford is a manager of the Gun Room in Lakewood. He says some people who bought during the pandemic craze have sold their guns back to him.
And then there's others that I've talked to that realized how important it was to them personally that they enjoyed shooting.
Sales may be down from pandemic highs, but the industry is still thriving. Gun purchases are 20% higher than 2019. Some of the youngest Coloradans will soon be able to get vaccinated against the COVID-19 Omicron variant. The state health department says the vaccine should arrive at public health clinics, primary care offices, mobile vaccine clinics, and many pharmacies starting this week. The CDC has approved Pfizer's bivalent vaccine for children aged 6 months through 4 years, as well as Moderna's vaccine for those 6 months through 5 years old. This is CPR News in KRCC.